members, we will deal with the financial matters amendment bill and briefing and public hearings. And we're going to do it clause by clause. And we've got our team here from the National Treasury. Advocate Molatsi and Advocate Henry from Square. Am I correct? Fine. I'm going to hand over to you immediately.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. My colleague will go through the clause by clause. This indicates you must know a few changes from the one you sent on Monday. We made a few changes to the presentation, but nothing material. Between the copies that were handed out, it's the correct one. We also at the beginning have somebody here. Are you
working on this one?
We at the beginning we added responses to the consultant submission, which we really dealt with yesterday, so we immediately start with the clause by clause.
Go straight into it. Minister Prabhupada Gordon said, get your fingers into it. Yeah, let's get our fingers into it. Rashid?
Thank you so much. Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. We'll go straight to slide 6. Slide 6. Sit on page 6. That's close by close. Close by close. The first amendment is on the Insolvency Act, right? It was one of the bill amendments in 83 of the Insolvency Act by including collateral security held in terms of the master agreement contemplated in section 35, capital B, subsection 2 of the Insolvency Act, including eligible collateral in terms of standards or rules made under the Financial Sector Regulation Act of 2017. Whenever a credit realizes the security. And furthermore, clause 1 amends section 83 by allowing creditor who has realized his collateral security to retain proceeds of realization for settlement of secured claim. Furthermore, clause 1 amends section 83 by empowering a trustee or any other creditor to raise a dispute on preference and consequently empower the master to settle the dispute. And then lastly, clause 1 amends section 53 of the Insolvency Act by empowering the trustee to approach a court if the master is of the opinion that the dispute of preference is well founded. And that's all in terms of amendments under clause 1.
Google members, I put to you clause 1. Agreement? Then thank you. Agreed. That takes us to the Military Pensions Act. Treasury.
Thank you, from the Chairperson. The Military Pensions Act amendments are found in Clause 2. Clause 2 amends Section 1 of the Military Pensions Act by proposing, firstly, the amendment of the definition of dependent, so that instead of his wife, the word his wife, then it refers to his or her spouse. And then secondly, section 1, of course, 2 amends section 1 by proposing amendment of the definition of director general by replacing the words health and welfare with the words national treasury. And furthermore, it's amendment of the definition of the minister by replacing the words of health and welfare with the words responsible for finance. It also further proposes an insertion of a definition of spouse to recognize members of the military in all the various types of relationships that are provided for in law, and also proposes the deletion of the definition of widow and wife in view of proposed change elsewhere in the Act to use gender-neutral term, which is now spouse. It's also a proposed amendment by the insertion of the